Argentina.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
Out here in the jungle, there are no rules. There's only one voice you can trust. Foul monkeys. Sit back and relax. And enjoy the show.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Today is Tuesday, October 26th.
2010.
You have downloaded episode 326. Thank you. You're listening to one of the greatest podcasts there ever is.
Ever.
Ever. Been. I mean, I guess ever is too.
Also right? too.
And therefore.
And therefore.
Sorry, we've been on a weird recording pattern lately.
We have.
Life happens.
We're kind of on a fall hiatus.
Yeah, we're... We're in the off schedule season.
We are. But like Taylor, the latte boy from Pod is my co-pilot, mm-hmm. said, the network has ordered the back nine episodes, so we'll be back stronger than ever coming up.
Right. Mm. So I really need to change my picture on the website. Oh, we got it in. Thank goodness.
You betcha.
So we're on a weird recording pattern. This Sunday, we'll have a live show, which is going to be a Halloween show.
The Foul Monkeys Halloween Spectacular.
Sunday.
Be here and be queer.
That works. I don't know if we're going to do anything special. I might be in my Halloween costume, which we'll go into that. We'll go into Halloween here in a second, but... Because we got some serious stuff to talk about.
And
then some funny stuff.
Well, it is gay crema.
Gay crema, yeah. So, first of all, for people that may be new.
Okay.
Let's just tell them a little bit about ourselves. I was thinking about that today. I was like, we never say anything about new people.
We kind of do have. We do gain new listeners every once in a while.
And if we don't explain who we are, then they're like, who the fuck are these people? And then they have to go back and listen to old shows.
We're just old, two old fags talking about our dogs.
Two old fags. Oh, I don't have my dog anymore.
Womp, womp.
Well, I do. He's visiting my ex. But two old fags talking about our dogs, weather, and how much we hate Rick Scott.
And don't forget.
Who live together, who never, ever, ever
touch. And don't forget. Weight loss.
And begging for money. And Big Fatty.
No!
Which today I was just talking to Julian. Big Fatty had the nastiest fucking burp at the end of a show today. And one of my coworkers heard it. Because at the same time when it happened, I went, ugh. And they're like, are you okay over there?
Well,
nasty.
I usually listen to him on the way to work in the morning. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I leave here, I go to Dunkin' Donuts and go through the drive-thru.
Right.
Well, one morning, he belched right as I got to the drive-thru window. Mm-hmm. And the Indian ladies inside Dunkin' Donuts heard him belch.
Uh-huh.
And they all turned and looked at me, and you could tell they were disgusted.
Let's see. It was like in the last 30 seconds. Let's listen here.
So you know that Big Fatty was proud.
At ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at
206-333-SPIGFATTY.
That'll be lovely. And, y'all, then it is a crystal mask. And what the fuck is this?
I think it was during his end.
This is the end, right?
I don't know what it is,
No, I mean when he goes into the...
I'm going to have to
leave
look
me a
at
voice
it.
Letter.
I'm just going to have to look at it because, y'all, it appears to be... it appears to be
natter, natter,
Mexican
natter.
Or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
Where this came from. I mean, I know I got it from Groomer Zeg, but Groomer Zeg, I'm wondering where did you get it?
But where did he get it from?
Well, I didn't know. Groomer Zeg is not a he, it's a she.
Can leave a comment on the website.
We've now managed to play two other shows on our show.
So nasty. That is what I heard today, and that's when I went, Big Fatty, you're so nasty. Shoo.
Vulgar.
Real vulgar. All right, so we're a podcast in Central Florida, and we're supposed to be funny.
And sometimes we are, and sometimes we're not.
Sometimes we're serious. I'm 33.
And
I'm awesome.
28.
I have lost 70 pounds.
And I am a svelte 152 pounds.
Oh, I thought you said 115.
No, 152 pounds, and have been there for a long time.
Yeah, and I don't even want to say how much
that's
I weigh.
That's okay.
I used to weigh 318. You do the math.
Me, yeah. Ricky and I have known each other for, God, how long now?
Like, well, I've been here 10 years.
7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've lived together for almost 2 years now. Ricky moved in to this house after an ex of mine moved out of the house, and I needed...
And my rent was going up.
Yeah, I needed extra income, and Ricky was looking to save up.
Wow, in one show. Yeah,
save a few dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So he moved in, and I started co-hosting Foul Monkeys, and history was made.
History was made. Yeah, history has been made because you're the longest person that stuck around.
I know.
Womp, womp. No one likes Ricky.
But they do love Julian.
True.
I know.
So, yeah, that's us in a nutshell. I said nut.
And shell. I don't know what that means.
I did the forbidden tonight and brought...
I thought you were going to say you licked vagina or something.
I brought crabs home.
That's not the first time you've done that.
How dare you? That is true. We're not talking about body lice.
No. We're talking about vile seafood that makes the whole house smell like a lesbian bar.
Julian didn't get in the house like 0.22 seconds. And he's like, ooh, lesbians.
I said, it smells like the honey pot up in here.
I couldn't resist. They're on sale.
Mm.
So, yeah. So that's us. And we're going to talk about something serious. Just a reminder for everybody.
We usually have, probably every other episode, mm-hmm. a little serious segment. Mm-hmm. We should have a little serious music.
Do that for us.
For our serious segment.
Can someone make us music for our serious
segment?
So we
can play it behind the serious right. segment.
And probably, what, a minute and a half, 2 minutes? Loop it if we need to.
That would be perfect, yes.
We'll loop it.
Mm-hmm.
Not lupus it, because that's not funny.
Is that the disease black people get?
I don't think it's just black
people. Oh, that's sickle cell.
Yeah. Sorry, Joe. He heard the last show. He was like, oh, I'm so proud of you, white trash.
Of course you are.
Apparently not liked it, too.
I don't even remember what we talked about.
Me throwing up in the parking lot at Perkins.
Oh, yeah. Everybody liked that.
Boxer shorts.
It gets better, y'all.
So we're going to do a little reminder here because recently we've had, we'll say, some negative feedback and some positive feedback. And we just want everyone to remember that we say what we want to. If you don't like it, you are more than happy to call us or email us and let us know how you feel about it. And if you want to play it on the show, we'll play it on the show. But if it's personal and you still want us to respond, we'll do that. We have no problems. We've done it before, and we've settled flyers. We've put out fires that, you know, were started because of something we said or something somebody didn't agree with or whatever the case may be.
We never try to get personally hurtful.
Right.
And it's never our intention to get personally hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not saying that might never happen. because it probably has and it probably will again.
Right.
But if it's not brought to our attention, then we don't know that.
Right.
So
just remember, you can always contact us, foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-3685. You can audio boo us now. Tag it as foulmonkeys. It comes through. Technology, y'all.
Or if you're offended by racism, email me at jcmarple@gmail.com.
Right. So we just want to get that out there. So if anybody is having problems, or if you know of anybody that had a problem,
those fans, those fans who like racism and send me the racist jokes, you know who you are.
Right. They don't send those to me too much. So I guess
they send them all to me.
Right. I don't think they, I guess they get the clue that I'm not a real big racist, but yeah.
I'm not a real big racist either.
No, you just play one on a podcast. I'm not a racist. I just play one on a podcast.
I'm pleasant. God damn it. I seen Drum eating in the Piggly Wiggly the other day. Violet the son of a bitch.
Which, that's funny because when I went to Bear Bus, the breakfast, there was a big table of us bears.
Bear Bus. The breakfast.
Which was nasty. Anyway. we were all like quoting Steel Magnolias and all these movies three times in one show. What the fuck?
We're like butter, baby. We're on a roll.
Good one. So, yeah, that's that. The feelings. And if you don't like us, then let us know, because we'd be more than happy to know.
And if...
Leave us a 5-star review if you like us. If you don't like us, don't leave us a 1-star review. Just don't listen to us anymore.
And if we happen to not agree with your criticisms, then we'll tell you.
Right.
Especially me.
And we're still nice about it. We've had that before, and we're still nice, and the people still listen. So.
Like the subject I brought up on last
yes
episode.
Mm-hmm. So, speaking of racism, Julian was tied up for about 2 weeks.
And I hinted to this on our last episode that it was something I couldn't talk about. Well, what happened was on what month is this?
October.
On October 11th, mm-hmm. I was called to jury duty. And
not jewelry duty.
No, jury duty.
Okay.
So I had to trek all the way down to beautiful Bartow, Florida, county seat of Polk County, Florida.
Which I don't know why that's the county seat, but anyway.
And I expected totally to be out of there within a day, maybe 2 days tops.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, after a full day of sitting around doing nothing, being herded like cattle, everybody in this huge room was told to go down to a very large courtroom where they herded us in like cattle again.
Mm-hmm. Or like you're on Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, pretty much. And there was a judge sitting in there. And he said, we're having a lot of trouble finding jurors for this case. It's a triple homicide. This man, Leon Davis Jr., is accused of entering an insurance agency, demanding money, and when he didn't get money, binding two female employees with duct tape, sitting them in the back room, dousing them with gasoline, and setting them on fire.
And one of them was pregnant.
He then left the scene of the accident where he shot a man in the face, leaving the scene. The two women escaped out of the building where they died shortly thereafter. The pregnant one's baby was delivered by cesarean section, where it lived for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the third murder he was charged with.
Right.
At this point, everybody in the courtroom's going, holy shit.
Right.
You know, what the fuck have we gotten ourselves into? So needless to say, it was quite the ordeal, and I spent the greater part of 2 weeks sitting through jury selection for this trial and ended up being whittled down to probably the final 40 or 50
mm-hmm.
before I got cut.
And they didn't even question you, right?
I never got to the questioning part.
Just.
Yeah. they weeded a lot of people out that had been exposed to media coverage of the case. They weeded a lot of people out that a trial of this length, which would be 4 to 5 or 4 to 6 weeks, mm-hmm. which would be a hardship for them. Weeded a lot of people out that had strong views on the death penalty, which the state was seeking in this case.
Mm-hmm.
And the list goes on and on and on. Right.
So we weren't allowed to talk about it.
I was under court order not to discuss with anyone this case, the trial, or read about or anything else concerning.
And then 2 months prior to that, I had jury duty, and it only lasts 3.5 hours.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I get stuck with the one that's 2 weeks long.
And you didn't even get questioned. Pissed.
I know. The thing is, I had to sit in a courtroom with this monster. And after I got dismissed, I came home and read up on the story.
Uh-huh.
And I have no doubt in my mind at this point that the guy did it. And this guy honestly had a softer seat to sit in for 2 weeks, those 2 weeks, than I did. I sat on a hard fucking wooden bench. And this guy
How was that?
And this guy had like a
flush seat.
Yeah, like we're sitting in now.
Well, you.
But it's just totally ridiculous.
Right.
So they had, it seemed to be random, but they had called up a group of 21. The mm-hmm. judge asked a shitload of questions, weeded people out. The prosecution asked a bunch of questions. The defense asked a bunch of questions. Then mm-hmm. they weeded about half of those out, picked another group of 21, went through it all over again, and they ended up picking their jury of 12 and 4 alternates out of those first two groups of 21. Of which I was not part of.
But you're not bitter.
No, not at all. I actually, if I had gotten called in one of those first two groups, I probably would have said something to get myself dismissed a little faster.
Like what, Julian? I hate black people.
You wanted racist.
Guilty.
You got racist. Type in www.foulmonkeys.com and listen to any of our shows. Yes, I was potentially a vote in whether a black man lived or died.
Which was kind of ironic. Not really ironic. But you would have been fair. If you would have been picked, that would have not been an issue.
No, honestly. Because I was not familiar with the case. I did not know what evidence that was going to be presented, and I would have been fair and impartial. But having read the accounts afterwards,
he's obvious.
He's fucking guilty. One of the girls identified him by name before she died because she had dated his younger brother. She knew him. The gun that he shot the guy in the face with,
mm-hmm.
he had just bought from a cousin like the week prior. They have a...
Isn't that illegal in Florida to buy a gun from someone?
Probably. They have a surveillance video from Walmart the night before of him going in and buying duct tape, a gasoline can.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And other accessories. So I think it's pretty...
I wonder if he was even there to rob them. I wonder if he was there to kill them.
He walked in the insurance agency with a can of gasoline. What the fuck are you going to do with that other than
burn
the place down?
What's sad is they lived through that.
Yeah. Can you imagine your fucking clothes melting off of you and your skin melting off of you?
Oh my
God.
He's
a fucking monster. Absolutely a monster. I mean, I'll probably be in the minority again in our community, but I do support the death penalty, especially in cases like this where the crime was so brutal.
I, on the other hand, and I told Julian this.
Yeah.
I Because I have doubt in the way that people think, and because of the stories that you hear that people died and then 20 years later they discovered, oh, they didn't do it. Or they've been in jail for 30 years for raping someone and they didn't do it. Or, you know, whatever the case may be. Unless there's like a videotape or something that shows him doing it, or something that, I mean, it would be hard for me to put somebody to death. Yeah. I don't think I could do it.
I, for me, from what I've read, I think there's enough evidence in this case that I could comfortably vote for the death penalty in this case.
Right.
The one of the things I found funny and kind of ironic was the defense attorney was saying, look at the video from Walmart. That man in the video from Walmart doesn't have tattoos on his arms, but the defendant here has tattoos on his arms. Motherfucker, he's black. You can't see tattoos on a black man. It's black on black.
More like black on brown.
Ugh. No, this bitch was black.
Oh, he was?
He was black.
Mm. Blurple?
Blake.
Well, that's... What Ooh. The fuck? Is our house going to burn down because of the damn dryer?
It's done now.
So
yeah, that was a week and a half of my life that I'll never get back.
Right. Ugh. You got all that awesome money. That from
them? The all $90 or no, $120 of
Woo!
It. But fortunately, I still got paid by my work.
That's awesome.
Yeah, sitting there made me want to kill myself.
So I went to a Halloween party this weekend.
You did?
I did. It was all the way up in Deltona.
I seen pictures of it.
Mm-hmm. So, Julian, I first get my costume, and I only have pieces of it. But I'm like, I put the pieces on, and I show Julian. He's like, oh, that's cool. And I was like, and he's like, you can tell. And I was like, can you tell what I am? He's like, yeah, I can tell. Well, 3 days later, when I go to the party, and I'm taking pictures, what did you think?
Why were you standing in the middle of Joanne Fabrics when the terrorist set off the explosive device?
Because I had added to the costume and I'd put my makeup on.
And painted your fingernails and shaved your facial hair.
Yeah. And
less is more, honey.
I just want to go on the record and say I'm a big old fat beluga whale right now, and I don't like it. And I have to be like this for like 2 more weeks. I fucking hate it. I look so fat. And like, it's depressing. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it for Halloween. But for the contest at work, if I win, I win 4 Lightning hockey tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to sit in the club seats with free alcohol and free food.
Well, isn't that nifty?
Free parking.
Connor's having a pumpkin carving contest at his work. They provide the pumpkins.
Wow, that's nice.
And it's a...
Do they do it at home or do they do it at work? Like, it's a group thing.
No, I'm not sure. But it's like a $50 or $100 gift card to a restaurant. So. Like,
hey.
I'm like, bitch, we go out eating.
Mm-hmm. We ate.
I think there's only 4 people that entered, so.
Oh, like, damn.
You got a 25% chance of winning.
And he's gay, so that puts the percentage up a little bit more.
Because we're like, it'll be choreographed. It'll be good.
I guess the Lightning is playing the Maple Leafs. Is that what they're called? The Canadian, whatever they are?
This is Florida. We don't follow hockey here.
Right. I'll go because it's free alcohol and free food. And it's like the public's clubs. I mean, it's like awesome seats, they said. Mm-hmm. But they tell me that they're $250 value each. So I'm thinking, I can put that on Craigslist and sell them for $800.
Mm.
Shut up. Shut up. Don't go there. I said sell the tickets.
How much do I love that you knew where I was going just by the look on my face?
Well, because you were just wondering off like, Whatever. All right, so yeah, my Halloween costume is awesome. If you haven't seen it, go over to the Facebook pictures. I'm gonna try to do my makeup better this time because it could look kind of scary.
I think that would frighten children and adults.
Oh well, everyone said my costume was awesome, so I think it is. It's better than not being anything at all.
I know. I, in my personal opinion, I think you looked better.
With the hair, with the facial hair.
Before you put all the accoutrement on the...
But I had to add more to it. I mean, I couldn't let it... I mean, I have to look like the Mad Hatter, so... Not the Disney Mad Hatter.
Well, you ended up looking like the Mad Drag King.
Oh, well. If I can win, I win.
Which... It's kind of redundant because if it's a drag king, then it's a lesbian, and of course they're going to be mad.
Right. Angry, probably building shelves.
Exactly.
Wearing flannel, of course.
And some other woman's looking at their pussy. That's my woman!
Ew. Give me a Bud Light. Is that what they drink?
Coors Light.
Coors Light.
Lesbians love them some Coors.
All right, so got that out of the way. All right, you want to do some phone calls?
Certainly. How much?
Uno momento.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Fell Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Brought to you by
Publix. Love to shop here. Love to save here.
Good one. All right. I don't know if we played these calls, so I'll see what's going on.
Hey, boys. It's Turning Head calling you all the way from the Torontos, Mexico. I just wanted to touch on a couple of things. I wanted to say to Julian about this whole bullying and Reagan thing. Just because somebody's gay doesn't mean you have to be their best friend. So good on you for standing up for who, what you believe in and who you are. And if you don't agree with something, just because someone's gay doesn't mean you have to. So don't know why it has to be a different set of rules. I think it's actually quite childish and immature to expect there to be a different set of rules. Second of all, Ricky, you're... little episode at the Perkins and being all white trash. I knew you had it in you, baby. Way to go. Love you both. Bye.
Ricky would like to have it in him.
That boy at Starbucks last night, I was like,
Just saying.
I'm in...
But,
I don't want to go there.
But since he brought it up, I received a email from Tastes Like Burning Tim.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Dear Julian, after hearing the show in which you pointed out the obvious about the purse factory that is Reagan's mouth and the show in which people had a shit fit because of it, I completely agree with your opinions on the issue. And you weren't bullying, but of course a crap show like Big Brother. They want the drama, and boy do they know who to pick for that. People have the right to disagree with you on your opinions, but you certainly have the right to express your opinions on your show. Kudos to you for not jumping on the bandwagon of humping the leg of a non-celebrity just because they got their 15 minutes of fame. I don't know Reagan. I have nothing against him, but I also don't want him reinforcing what middle America, my parents included, think of gay people, which isn't a good image, and just for the sake of ratings for some tired reality show. Keep doing what you do, and I can't wait for the next episode of the Gingy and Pace Show. Two snaps and some love, Tim. So, I'm glad that some of our fans have said they agree with me. And
Well, the thing is...
It makes me feel a little better for having gone out on that limb. And
my thing is that Big Brother is not the only show that has ever done that. You do not see a gay diehard, like, you know, diehard explosion movies of, like, gay, you know, guys that are, like, buff and you know, I'm gonna kill you. You never see that. You always see like Will and Grace, big, you know, Big Brother with that. With
well, Will wasn't super gay.
No, but he did have stereotypes.
Well, yeah,
so,
of course.
They're not, you know, trying to break that stereotype, no matter what it is. So the real world has the same. I mean, it's all the same. They all have. So until
having said that, though, I had just as much right to go on our show and express my opinion about.
I have no problem with that.
Him.
I'm just saying that there's no one that's willing to break that cycle. So until then, that's all we have. Middle America will continue to think that.
Maybe we should stand up and express ourselves.
Hey, hey,
damn it, I'm quoting Madonna. They're never going to think we're butch.
Especially with me going, hey, 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 hey.
I know. So if you want it right now, make him show you how. Express what he's got. Oh, baby, ready or not.
Express yourself. We are so gay. It's not even
funny. I know.
Let's do this next call. Oh, we're so sad.
Ginger bro, it's mama. I was taking my Sunday.
Oh, we already played that.
Are you sure? Because we didn't have any phone calls last episode.
I'm pretty sure we played it. Hold on. Let me bring it back up.
The phone call.
Ginger bro, it's mama. I was taking my Sunday afternoon nap, and I was having a dream about chocolate pudding, and then I realized had soiled.
Yes.
I had soiled myself. We do have some audio. We have an audio boo, but we have an audio boo from August, from Seder 69 for your birthday. Did you ever hear that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we don't need to play it?
No, he sent it to me.
Oh, okay. I really don't know how the audio boo thing works still. I know that people tag stuff and... Have you used it?
No. The only boo I know is Happy Halloween.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Connor. I was about to puke. He's my boo.
No, I wouldn't go say that.
All right, you want to play?
I didn't want you to vomit.
Vomit. I did enough of that last weekend. I don't need...
Right.
Oh, my ribs are still sore. Not last weekend, the weekend before last. Stop it. No puppet shows. That's disgusting. Ew. Somebody played your ribs like a harp.
Ew.
Yes.
No. All right, here we go.
Audio boo, audio boo. Gimme, gimme, gimme an audio boo. Hey there, it's the Seder, and this is an audio boo for the Foul Monkey Boys. They put up Ricky put up a Twitter earlier today saying that if we'd like to audio boo them, that they would play it on the show. Well, I'm going to do it, because I'm just a podcasting whore like that. Ricky, Julian, you know I adore you both dearly. I've been listening to your show for some time now. You were one of the first podcasts I started listening to, mainly because Ricky used to post on a LiveJournal podcasting community, which I joined when I started looking at making my own podcast, which I still haven't done. That's beside the point. But I listened to Foul Monkeys, and I really liked it. I liked the gay humor. I liked your interaction. Didn't care too much for Nicole's laugh at the time. But, you know, it's a movie. And I've just been hooked ever since. I try whenever I can to get into the Pride 48 chat room when you do a live show to talk to y'all. Because you make me laugh. So, Ricky and Julian, thank you very much for all that you do. Thank you for the smiles and the laughter. I truly enjoy Foul Monkeys and your interaction with the Pride 48 community. You two are comedy gold. All right, that's it for this audio boo for the Foul Monkeys dudes. Did I just say dudes? I did. All right, brah. Catch you later. give me a Foul Monkey boo.
Thank you, Seder 69,
thank you,
for that.
Seder 69.
I like how that sounds.
It came in really clear, didn't it?
Yeah, I kind of like that more than the phone calls. So we're going to switch this up.
Oh, Jesus H. Christ.
Not right now, though.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Today or yesterday, Jesus H. Christ Twittered. He goes, Is it ironic? Is it ironic that in heaven that Anne Frank is the biggest grammar Nazi?
I saw that.
I was like, oh, too soon. That is so bad. There's some
Spit it out.
Spit it out, Big Fatty. Well, I was going to say there's some Pride 48 boos, but they're all by Seder 69, so I don't know if there's...
I think he's the only one that boos.
I know. I don't know if I'm supposed to play those, because I don't know if they're Pride 48 related. So, but anytime that you're in Pride, if you're in the live chat room and you can boo us, and then we'll play it because it automatically downloads to our iTunes, that would be awesome. So, we're at 35 minutes.
That sounds fantabulous.
Sounds like a good stopping point, which that means I need to cue the music because I forgot that we do that now.
Well,
we can talk.
We can talk, and that was leaves us a few good things to talk about for our Sunday little show.
Share with me, little show. He is so retarded.
And I'm sure we'll come up with some good Halloween ideas for our Gay Crema Spectacular coming up Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live on Pride48.com.
Good job. Don't expect too much for the Halloween show. I'm just saying. I mean,
well,
really,
I'm going to hype it up a little just to get people in there, uh-huh. And then we'll let them down gently like we usually do.
Okay, that sounds good. We'll probably have like an audio problem.
You know, kind of like the people you have sex with.
And there goes the mic.
Julian's an a-hole. Whatever, I have had plenty of happy people lately. And I've been happy too.
Plenty of satisfied customers.
Yes. Non-paying satisfied customers. Just putting that out there. You saw the one I had this weekend. He was cute, wasn't he?
Like you've been putting yourself out there?
Mm-hmm. Mm. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm single lady.
All the single ladies. All the single... I'm not singing anymore.
So put your hands up. Why not? You're done?
I can't do Beyonce.
Beyonce?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I might can be one of her black-up singers.
But you'd have to do blackface, though. And that's rude.
No, we can't talk about that.
No. Okay. I'm going to delete that out.
Yeah.
I'm deleting that out. 3750. I need to take that out. I've been beeping a lot of shit out here lately, huh? Oopsie. All right, people, we're out of here. We love you. Be here on Sunday, please.
This is Julian.
This is Ricky.
Peace.
Bye. You have downloaded Foul Monkeys. Your feedback is very important to us. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text or call 863-666-0377.
You can send us email to foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff to P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
You can follow me on Twitter at Foul Monkeys and on Facebook as Ricky Burton. Don't forget to click the PayPal button on foulmonkeys.com and donate.
This has been a presentation of the PWT Podcasting Network.